Welcome back to the Unpolished Podcast. I haven't seen you guys in a while. It's good to be back. And that's why I said I'm only committing to 2 a week. Things getting a little busy on my end. Comedy's coming back, so I can't record these every single day. But 2 a week, I'm going to stick to it. Rest assured. I installed a bidet this week. I bought a bidet. It was surprisingly not cheap at all. I mean, not expensive. Pretty cheap. It just cost $30. That's not a lot. My anus is just pristine now. $30 for a glimmering anus? I think it's worth it. If you want your butthole to shine like a Mayan gemstone, $30, that's it? Installing the fucking thing was a train wreck, though. Just because I'm not a plumber, and I'm not really used to fiddling around with the fucking water pipes down there. So no one told me that you gotta turn off the water pipe before you unscrew the thing. So after I unscrewed, like, the thing from the toilet, it just, like, the water just went everywhere. And I think about an inch of water was on my bathroom floor, and I had to clean that shit up. But it's been a good week. Because I'm walking around clean. You know? Just walking. I know I don't smell at all. Not that I did before, but just my anus is squeaky. That's how clean it is. It's just squeaking as I walk. It's like I'm shoving rubber ducks up my butt. So it's been a good time. It's been a great week. Like I said, comedy's been coming back. And I've been performing comedy in Times Square. Even though the weather's gotten colder, people are still drinking outside. So there are people coming to the shows. And we're performing outside in Times Square, which is not ideal, I would say. Of all the places to do a comedy show in New York City, Times Square is possibly the worst place with all the fucking creeps that walk by. Basically, you really have to tone down your act, and you can't say anything super controversial, right? Because in the safety of a comedy club, first of all, you have a stage separating you from the people. So if someone charges the stage, you can actually see it coming, and you can brace yourself. But on the street, they're right there. Someone could be literally just walking by, and you say something they don't like Mexicans like cheese, something controversial like that. And then the Mexican guy punches you in the face. It's a very quick 1-2 combo. So you don't have time to react. That's literally the setup. Like, we're performing under a scaffolding, first of all. There's no stage. We're performing on the sidewalk, closest to the buildings. The people, the audience is sitting in the street. So there is foot traffic. Just walking by, walking on stage, if you will, while you're doing your set. And you kind of have to address everything that goes by. The poor host of the guy who hosted my show, during his set, there was a brigade of motorbikes that went by. Like dirt bikes, which I don't know why people have dirt bikes in the city. There's no dirt. It's just all pavement. What are you going to do fucking ride it in Central Park? You fucking loser. But these dirt bike people, they ride in big packs of, I don't know, 50, because I think if all 50 of them bunch up together, they can maybe, you know, they can maybe stick their cocks in a circle and it'll add up to an average-sized penis. That's the only thing I can think of as to why they're always grouped 50 at a time. But they were going by, and it took like 2 minutes for them to go by. And the host was trying to host. He's trying to ask the audience, how you doing? How you doing? Say a little joke. A little bit here, a little bit there, a little tag there. And he couldn't get through because he kept getting heckled by dirt bikes. That's the worst thing, to get heckled by an inanimate object, because you can't come up with a clever response, right? If a human heckles you, you can say something back. Someone's like, hey, you suck. And you can be like, hey, no, you suck, sir. Right? Clever comeback like that. But if a fucking fire hydrant burst open, you can't be like, hey, a fire hydrant, dude, I bet you didn't kiss your mother, dude. it wouldn't make sense. It would just take you one step crazier than you'd like to go. So comedy's coming back, which I don't care. I don't care. I'm not trying to kill at these shows. I'm not trying to be on a sidewalk like, oh, dude, I gotta fucking murder. I gotta do so well. Everyone's watching. I don't care. I'm performing to homeless people, so I'm just gonna say the bits I wanna say. I just pretend like it's the podcast. I go up on stage and I'm like, hey guys, welcome to the Unpolished Podcast. My name is Mo Albuquerque. I bet you guys would like that, wouldn't you? Extra episodes. Extra podcast episodes if you see me live. So that's a little development for this week. Comedy's coming back. I'm doing a couple shows this weekend too, so I'm looking forward to that. Another quick update. I have a friend who is a virgin, and I've actually talked about him on previous episodes, but he has not felt the touch of a woman, of a nice young gal. And he's currently texting this chick who he's interested in. First of all, he sends me text screenshots, and they're the funniest shit ever, just because sometimes he reacts to shit in, like, the worst way, you know? Like, he's trying to be fuck buddies with this girl, and this chick, she'll be like, oh, I'm about to go on a date with a cool Australian guy, and my friend likes this chick, right? But he'll respond to that, and he'll be like, oh, I can't wait to hear about your date. What? You can't wait to hear about your girl getting plowed by some Australian lad? I think that's the wrong thing to say, dude. Are you trying to be the gay best friend? Is that what you're trying to do? Just let me know. Just try to get in the friend zone. That's fine. I can't wait to hear about your date. I hope you have so much fun. I hope he does anal with you. I hope he touches your clit. God, I want to hear all about it. I'm such a good guy. Literally, all he has to do is be like, okay, I'll text you later. That's all he has to say. Right? Don't be over eager. I can't wait to hear about all the dudes that will get to fuck you instead of me. But, you know, he's been talking to her, and mistakes aside, she's still interested. And he's sending me text messages now, and they're starting to get a little sexual. Ooh! I think there's like a 15% chance the dude is touching himself through these texts. Jerking off to words, that's a new level of classiness. So she's like into him. And my friend, again, virgin, so he's getting super pumped. And notice they haven't had sex yet, but just the fact that she's interested in him makes him so happy. He's like, he's talking to me like how like a sixth grader would, talking about his crush. Like, dude, this is pretty dope. She likes me too. I like you and you like me. Could the world be more perfect? I'm in love. That dude is going to catch major feelings when he eventually fucks her. Oh, it's going to be bad. 26 years of just pent up jizz in your balls, and you finally get to release it in a gal, you're going to be attached to that little missy for a long time. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see the development of that relationship. It's literally, we used to call this friend, because this guy's a really interesting guy. You know, he's got a pretty interesting life, so, and he always has stories about all the shenanigans he gets into. Me and my friends used to have a nickname for him. We used to call him Yahoo News. It's kind of an old reference if you weren't born, like, in the 90s. But Yahoo News used to be, like, one of the best news sources, bro. Because they would have these headlines. They would have, like, 50 articles on their front page, and you could just scroll through, and all these articles were fucking interesting. They didn't have to do with politics. They were just all bullshit articles, like four ways to improve your balcony, or did you know that Michelle Kwan recently hooked up with blah blah blah. It was just really interesting stuff, and it was all random shit. And that's kind of how my friend's life is like. It's just a bunch of he just gets into a bunch of random fucking adventures, and we just love to hear about it. We love to scroll through all the misfortunes in his life, and that's why we called him Yahoo News. I don't think he knows that, but that's what we would call that's what we'd call him. But I can't wait till, you know, till he gets eventually gets into a relationship with this girl, because it's inevitable. It's just going to happen. I know it. I'm calling it right now. And then it's going to end. And then he's going to have to rebound. And he's just going through the shit that we all went through when we were like 18, 20. At, you know, at his late 20s. So I can feel younger. I can feel younger by listening to him speak about his shit. Right? I'll live vicariously through his stories of youth. You know, all that shit just reminds me of like all the times, you know, I was dating around, and I think the worst way someone could end it with you is just ghosting you. It's just so unsatisfying. There's just no closure. After a week or so, you're like, okay, this is done. But for like 2 days, you're like, come on, text me back. I always go direct. I think the most direct way I ever ended it with a girl I was dating was I used to date this chick, and we just get into arguments all the time. She'd just get like offended at any little joke I would make, and she was just getting these long text arguments with me. And eventually I just texted her, I don't enjoy talking to you anymore, so I think that's it. It was something along those lines. I do remember I said, I don't enjoy talking to you anymore. I don't like you. You are a pain in the ass. I didn't say that, but I said, I don't enjoy talking to you anymore, and this is over. And that's it. And I think she texted back something like, you're so insensitive. As if like just continuing the argument. And I just didn't text back after that. I just let it go. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. Breaking up with people is like, it's just the worst. It's just the worst shit. It's the worst thing to do. I can't even imagine like breaking up with someone who like I've known for years. Like my friend, he's another friend. He was in like a 5-year relationship with this chick, and he was like certain that he was going to marry her, and then eventually she just broke up with him. I don't know how, like, it sucks for him, but I don't know how she got the balls to do that. Right? I guess, like, if you're really not enjoying it, you could see why, but, like, I feel like I would just go the indirect route, like, just encourage my partner to cheat on me. Like, hey, that guy's pretty good looking, right? Why don't you give his tits a little squeeze? A little squeeze-a-roo. Damn, you see that guy's sack? That guy wearing sweatpants over there. You see a sack? Go sit on it. And then she sits on it. I'm like, how dare you? How dare you cheat on me? This is over. Would that be the best way? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, here's another thing I want to talk about. This is a college story, and I hope you guys are also appreciating that, even though I'm releasing less episodes. By the way, each episode is longer, so it's not like I'm skimming you on the content. It's just that I have less time to do this shit. Okay, in college, dude, there's one time in college I was in charge of $500,000. I was directly in charge of $500,000. This is not a joke. This is not an exaggeration. Me at 21 years old was in charge of $500,000, a little bit more. Okay, here's the context. I was the president of an investment club in college called McIntyre Investment Institute. Okay, this was like probably the most prestigious club on campus. I'm not trying to brag, okay? But it's just true. And I was the president. I was the president by default. Because that year, for some reason, the guy who was like the lead guy, because a junior has to be the president, You can't have a sophomore be president. Can't have a freshman be president. And for some reason, our class was just like the weakest class. And the guy who was actually like, he was supposed to run it, the other managers deemed that he didn't have any people skills. Not that I had people skills, but this guy was socially retarded.
Retarded.
Like, retarded. Like, a level of the spectrum, retarded. Level on the spectrum dudes actually aren't that retarded, but this guy was more retarded. And so they were like, okay, fuck it. We just got to make Alvin president. So I was president. So I was in charge of $500,000. And let me tell you one thing. I didn't give a fuck about this club at all. I hated it. I hated everything about it. I didn't like finance. I already knew at that point. I didn't like investing. But I had to pretend like I cared. And I just did an awful job. I think we lost... Yeah, we lost a good amount of money that year that I was president. We lost a good amount. We lost a good amount of money. And I think... but no one remembers that just because when I was president, we decided to donate $100,000 back to the school. Which, you know, so we lost a lot of money that year. Because, but it was a nice contribution. You know? It's like, okay, yeah, I might have... You know, we might be in the red this year in terms of return, but here's some more money because I'm just generous. And our portfolio was basically long short equity, so we were investing in stocks. Okay, just the stocks you'd buy on like NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, right? You go on E-Trade or whatever. That's the type of shit we invested, and we invested over a long horizon. It was like a long term, you know. 3 to 5 year investment timeline. And yeah, I didn't know anything that was going on in our portfolio at all. I remember we had this 20-year reunion that I had to be in charge of because I was president and I was giving a overview of all the investment positions that we had. And I was giving an overview of one stock, and one person called out who was a member of the club. They were like, that's not why we invested in that stock, in the middle of my presentation. I should have fucking kicked them in the face, but I was just being a pussy about it. So I was just like, oh, I guess not. Oops, I guess I made a mistake. But yeah, I was also supposed to write, like, one big thing that the president does is they're supposed to write an annual report at the end of the year, too. Just giving an overview of portfolio performance, give an overview of our investment thesis, how it changed, et cetera, et cetera. And I never did it. I was a senior at that point. I already had a job. I just didn't do it. And so for the year of 2015, if you look on the McIntyre Investment Institute's website, there is a missing annual report. I actually think after I stopped doing it, everyone stopped doing it. And I think the club lost legitimacy after I was president because I can't tell you how many fucking brilliant people were present at that club. Like, everyone was valedictorian. Everyone had a 4.0 GPA. Everyone had, like, multiple offers from, like dudes would get, like, offers from, like, McKinsey, and they would get offers from, like consulting and, like, banking, like Goldman Sachs and McKinsey, and, like, the top companies of like different industries that go right into like working into hedge funds, which is super rare. But then I became president, and then the quality of presidents just dropped after that. Everyone was just interning at McDonald's, which, you know, if I think about interning at McDonald's now, I would take the gig. Beggars can't be choosers. But yeah, so the downfall of that club, single-handedly my fault, and I lost a lot of money. And yeah, I loved it, though, just because it was such a prestigious club when I took over that people would just, like, talk to me different. People would just suck up to me. All these dumb college kids, freshmen and sophomores who didn't know anything about how the real world works, right, who thought I could actually do something for their careers, they would just suck up to me and they just ooze respect when they spoke to me. I missed that. I miss that. You speak to me like I'm your father. If I wanted to spank a freshman, just in the middle of a meeting, just bend down, I'm going to spank you. You a bad boy. I did not like your last stock pitch. Okay? I thought the market misperception area of your pitch was weak. Bend over, I'm going to spank you 3 times. I could have done that. I mean, really, who wants an honest interaction? That's what I heard someone say. Like, oh, man, if you're a billionaire, doesn't that suck because you don't have any genuine interactions anymore? Everyone's just sucking up to you. That's not good. I don't like that. That sounds fucking amazing. That sounds like so much fun. You know how my friends talk to me nowadays? They're just like, hey, pussy, what's going on? Hey, you pussy-ass bitch, what's going on? I don't like that. I don't like being called a pussy-ass bitch. Sir would be better. Mr. Kwai. Dr. Alvin. That would be all nice. I don't get that anymore. No one treats me with respect. I'm tired of it. I'm fucking tired of this fucking bullshit. So yeah. Best year of my life, man. Losing money, getting treated with respect. Great times.
I'm shopping for a bike now. I'm shopping for a bike, guys. I am shopping for a bicycle because the last bike I owned was totaled because I was doored by a car. Ooh, yeah.
Doored by a car, baby. Going down the street. Guy opened the door. Flew off the bike. People get so pretentious about bikes. That's what I'm learning. People. Like, I go on bike forums just to see reviews on different bikes. And bikers are so pretentious. Especially people who ride fixed gear. Which is basically what fixed gear means is when you're pedaling. When the bike is moving, you're pedaling. There's no option to not pedal if the bike is moving. The wheel is in sync with the pedal. It's probably the dumbest shit ever, but some people are really into it, and then they get super pretentious on their bikes, right? Because they don't need brakes, even, those guys. The way they brake is they just start pedaling. They pedal backwards. That's how they brake. And so if you have brakes on your bike, they shit on you. But they'll be really pretentious. They'll be like, what's your crankset material made out of? Is it aluminum? Please, I got a carbon fork. Oh, really? You're going to use high-tension steel? Why don't you shit in my mother's mouth? I only use 725 Reynolds heat-treated steel. Cromoly. Oh, you got riser handlebars? What are you, like 4 years old? Get the drops. Yeah, super pretentious. I crashed my bike and should have been wearing a helmet. Wasn't wearing a helmet at the time. Good thing I'm so fucking athletic because I did a flip and landed on my feet. Just kidding. I flew off. I didn't hit my head, but I landed on my hip. It hurt really bad. I'm never going to wear a helmet. Wearing a helmet, if you're biking in the city, wearing a helmet, great idea. Absolutely necessary. Absolutely the best idea you could do to protect yourself when you're on a bike, wearing a helmet. I'm never going to wear a helmet, though, because I'm not a fucking nerd. I have a friend who wears a helmet while he bikes, and every time I see him on his bike with his helmet, I want to kick him in the ribs, and he deserves it. My friend who wears a helmet deserves to get run over by a truck. Did your helmet save you now, buddy? A truck just went over your torso. Did the helmet help? Did it? Never gonna wear a helmet, dude. Never gonna fucking wear a helmet. I'll just take the brain damage. I will take it. I'm not using this thing very much anyway. I will gladly just be a vegetable for the rest of my life. I'm not looking like a fucking loser while I'm cruising down the street, all right? I'm getting so much bike pussy these days. I can't afford to lose it by wearing a helmet. Too much bike pussy. No, I don't think there's such a thing. I think it's all dudes. You could get some bike anus. I wonder if that's a thing. If gay dudes are like, dude, are you trying to get some anus tonight? Trying to get some fucking anus tonight, man? No, really, you're trying to get an anus tonight. All right, this is talking about anuses again. A lot of anus talk, but there always is. I'm gonna end the fucking podcast. But you know, this has been the blah 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 blah. Remember to leave a review, guys, on Apple Podcasts. All right, leave a fucking review. I don't care if you're listening to it on TuneIn or Spotify or some other bullshit platform. Leave a review on Apple, then go back and keep streaming on whatever bullshit platform. But just leave a fucking review. 5 stars. Don't give me that 4-star bullshit. One person gave me 4 stars and I wanted to fucking rip my cock off. Give me 5. I'm closeted. Okay. And then write to me if you want. But if you don't want to, do it anyway because I'm your daddy. All right. I will see you guys later and probably Monday. And I don't know, do you want to go to the prom with me, maybe?